CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Benjamin Disraeli said, "The secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his opportunity when it comes." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who are ready for their opportunities. Our first Playmaker auctioned downtown Tioga, the hometown of Gene Autry, while our next Playmaker helped one of his clients save over $1 million a year. With us today is a president who has combined auctions, real estate, and philanthropy, while our next CEO's company is purchasing almost 8 acres of land in Frisco for a 100,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. These great playmakers are Mike Jones. Mike is president of United Real Estate Group. And Sam Darwish. Sam is CEO of Skinny IT. We'll begin today's show with Sam. Before venturing out on his own with Skinny IT, Sam Darwish spent over a decade in senior leadership positions at technology companies like CompuCom, OnForce, and Locus Telecommunications. Sam's knack for developing new or revitalizing business units was called upon multiple times in these roles. Founded in 2010, Skinny IT specialized in providing information technology services to enterprises across various industries. Utilizing long-standing relationships with top service IT providers, hardware manufacturers, and software publishers, Skinny IT transforms businesses' IT departments and improves efficiencies by offering system design and engineering, professional services, system integration, as well as ongoing logistics and support. Well, Sam, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
You have an interesting name, Skinny IT. I'm going to ask you two questions here. How does Skinny IT begin, and where did Skinny come from for IT services?
Well, Steve, they kind of go hand in hand. When I was at CompuCom Systems a few years ago, I used to get all the customers that no longer purchase from us over time. So I would evaluate that list, and I would personally call them myself, and I would ask them, why did you stop buying from us? And I found over time there was a group of customers that was looking to break up or shake the industry in terms of how they bought, how they engineered hardware, how they delivered it, and how they serviced it. And one customer said to me, I need you to be skinnier than what you are right now.
And they actually said that.
And they said that to me, and I was like, that's interesting. That's the best way to put it. And I asked them, if I was able to develop a model where I can deliver the Skinny IT model to you, would that be something that would be of value to you?
And that came out of your mouth at the same
time.
That
came out of my mouth, and they said yes. And so that's where Skinny IT was born.
And the name and the company started at the same time.
Very shortly afterwards, my business partner and I decided to leave CompuCom and start that business, Skinny IT.
Well, you are different from other IT providers. You are Skinny IT. So what really distinguishes you or sets you apart from a typical IT provider?
Well, number one, we just don't sell technology and services to anyone. Our primary focus are software companies that develop or deliver a converged solution. And what does that mean, Steve? It means that they want an immense amount of technology, hardware. They need someone that can design it for them, procure it for them, actually integrate and build it for them, layer their applications, make sure it works, and then actually deliver it to their customers and meet that hardware out there.
So you're a little bit unique in that. So you're saying most companies don't do that for a client.
Most companies don't do that. Most companies want to sell you technology only. Some of them only build it for you. Some of them only service it for you. That's where the Skinny IT model came down. We took all of those different segments and we put it under one building.
So you must have some very focused people doing different types of things, your clientele.
We do. In our client space, some of our customers are only focused on mobility. We have some customers that are only focused in retail, and we have other customers that are only focused in oil and gas or in healthcare.
So you specialize in just focused areas. But I'm going to jump ahead now to the land you're buying in Frisco. As I mentioned earlier, you're buying 8 acres of land, 100,000 square foot, state-of-the-art facility. Do you need that much space, and will you grow into it?
Well, Steve, it's funny you asked that. 2.5 years ago, we moved into an 18,000 square foot facility.
And thought that was big?
And we thought it was big. There was 4 or 5 people that worked out of that, and it felt cavernous almost to us. You know, vendors would walk in and say, wow, you guys got all this space. And a lot of those same vendors now walk into the building and I go, I can't remember when it was four or five people. Now there are no more seats left. You guys have no room to put product anywhere. And so when I tell them, yes, we're moving, we're going to be procuring this land, we're working with the city on it, and we're getting ready to announce that pretty soon with them, it's going to be something that it's not if or how we fill that 100,000 square feet. It's going to be when we fill it up.
We are speaking with Sam Darwish. Sam is CEO of Skinny IT. Their website, very simply, is skinnyit.com. Coming back to that, you're in Frisco now.
Correct.
What part of Frisco will you be in?
Well,
how far northern?
It's about 5 minutes north. The city is
near Dallas Parkway.
Dallas Parkway, Eldorado and the Tollway is where we're located currently. The city is working with other companies like Skinny IT to develop a business park that requires flex space. And flex space, for those who don't know what that is, it's companies that require office and warehouse under one roof. And so we'll be actually, I believe, the first tenant or company that will sign on to develop a portion of that property for them. And it's just about 5 minutes north. I believe the exit is in between the Eldorado and 380 exit that they're developing there.
So it's not too far away.
Not too far away
from where we are right.
Correct.
Now. You have we're talking about some of the special areas you work in: mobility, oil and gas, hospitality, retail, healthcare. You have some interesting clients. Can you talk about some of them, what you're doing for them?
Sure. So one of our biggest clients is Mitel Mobility, formerly Mavenir Systems. They have a cutting-edge software they developed that is today, you may hear it out in the market, as voice over Wi-Fi or voice over LTE, and they do a few other things. And they're really, really the leader in that category. And Skinny IT helps them design the hardware they're going to use for their solutions. We help bring it all under one roof. We integrate it for them. We layer all of their applications. We make sure they work for their clientele. And then we actually deliver that hardware to the client data center, and we make sure that it works when it gets there on site. That's one of our largest customers. We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with them, and we continue to grow with them as they grow as well. One of our other customers in retail is 1-800-Flowers. Today, Skinny IT does
all... That's all, really all data, isn't it?
Correct.
And technology, IT.
Correct, yeah. 1-800-Flowers is a .com, and their growth recently has been buying other businesses that don't sell flowers. They may sell chocolate, they may sell candy, they may sell some sort of other gift that you give around the holidays. And the business relationship with 1-800-Flowers and Skinny IT has grown because as they have bought different brands, Skinny IT has been the partner that has consolidated the service delivery aspect of it, and we're able to take that new business segment, fold it into their existing business model. And Skinny IT today does 100% of the service that happens in retail or warehouse and distribution that comes outside of the corporate headquarters.
Now, I would think it's hard work bringing in two different technologies and making them work together.
Well,
or are you just transforming one to the other?
A lot of times it's taking what they have today and seeing if it can be meshed with what they use today. Sometimes you realize they both may not have the right solution, and that's where we have more of a partnership conversation with our client, and we help them design or develop a new system or a new way to do business moving forward.
Now, it seems like you also are seasonal a little bit. You have one retail client, Harry and David, working for their for the holiday season?
Correct, yeah. Harry and David is a business where they're busiest in probably 3 months of the year in the retail space. So for about 5 months of the year, they are extremely busy, more so than the rest of the year. Skinny IT actually helps them test all the technology for their pop-up stores and pop-up distribution centers. And before that technology goes out, we make sure it works, we make sure it looks good out in the space, and then we actually package it up, we deliver it to each location. We then have someone locally go out, unbox the hardware, they'll install it for them, they'll test it, they'll make sure it works, they'll call their network operations center and make sure they can run transactions through it. They do their thing for the next 3 months, they sell as much as they can sell. At the end of the season, we go back out there, package it all up, back down, send it back to Skinny IT and refurbish it, and we put it on the shelf for next year.
I would think that's not that your clients don't, it's not critical for them. This is absolutely critical for a company like Harry and David, because that's probably 80-90% of their business in that 90-day period. That better work correctly.
It is, and I think the biggest value for them is if something does go down, there's an anomaly, Skinny IT can be there same day for them to make sure they're back up and they don't miss a beat. And that's the biggest value to my clients. We make sure the technology for them never stops.
So you are turnkey, and you're the one person they have to talk to, and it gets taken care of.
And that's why a lot of our customers like to do business with them. We make it easy for them. You know, my business partner, Raju, mentioned one time, we really solve problems. We make sure customers can scale. And at the end of the day, we simplify the way that a lot of our customers do business.
So you're really not unique other than the relationship you're developing with your clientele. You're making sure any problem they have is taken care of. Period.
Well, I think that is the uniqueness of it, Steve. It's that,
and you're right. That's my
right.
That
you essentially are the problem solver for your client, and we don't force customers to do business the way we do it. We just take what they do, we skinny it down, we solve that problem, and we just make what they do more efficient.
One more. How about Lush Cosmetics with all their stores?
Yeah. So Lush Cosmetics, you know, I never had heard of them until my wife, you know, we were somewhere and she mentioned the store and she talked about their community outreach. And I was like, wow, that's a company I really want to do business with. So I reached out to their COO and they had a unique initiative happening, which they called the Perfect Little Shop, where they were trying to make their stores run on a certain technology all across in uniformity. And so Skinny IT is currently actually helping them refresh over 250 stores, developing new technology, installing it, and making sure that it doesn't impact the day-to-day operations of the business.
It's amazing what you can do for them when you, it sounds like, sit down, find out what they want, and just take care of the problems.
Yeah, Steve, that's a lot of our business. We take a very consultative approach. We want to understand what our customers' problems, and that is usually how we determine where we can help them or what we're going to sell them. It's where they need us to fit in.
So where does Skinny IT go from here? What are you going to do as you move into your larger facility? Where do you go from here as far as what you can do for your clients?
Well, the business that we're seeing for our side, Steve, is the service delivery business, where working with people like Lush and 1-800-Flowers, we've been able to develop a service model that really helps a customer deliver large-scale projects, short periods of time, high level of quality. So I think, you know, in the next few months, you may hear about us either acquiring a new company or landing a few new companies that are about to hit the market, and Skinny IT will be that service provider for them.
So tell everybody how they can find out, if they want to, more about Skinny IT.
Well, you can go to our website, www.skinnyit.com, fill out a contact us form. You'll probably hear from me or someone on the team, and we'll call you and figure out how we can help.
And that me is Sam Darwish, CEO of Skinny IT. Sam, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are a playmaker.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for having me.
Again, Sam Darwish is CEO of Skinny IT at skinnyit.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with the president of United Real Estate Group. His name is Mike Jones. Back with Mike right after this.
The 31st annual Run for the Children is now the WOKC Spooktacular Sprint for the Children. Run or walk on Saturday, October 22nd at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. All proceeds benefit Wipeout Kids Cancer to raise awareness and funding for childhood cancer research and to provide hope and support for children with cancer. Choose from a 1-mile fun run or a 5K course. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top winners in each age category. Join everyone for the on-site post-race party. That's Saturday, October 22nd at Lone Star Park. Go to WOKC.org to register for fun and to wipe out kids' cancer.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. This segment, we're going to talk auctions. An auctioneer since 1978, Mike Jones serves as president of United Real Estate Group and United Country Auction Services, where he supports the nation's largest integrated system of real estate auctioneers. Mike is also president and director of Texas Auction Academy. United Country has over 700 offices in 45 states with 4,000 associates. Mike provides United Country auctioneers with cutting-edge and industry-changing processes to enhance their individual company's performance and to offer a wide range of marketing and technology services, as well as project assistance. Mike founded the Texas Auction Academy in 1992, one of the nation's largest auctioneer training programs. The school has trained over 2,000 auctioneers, and Mike has conducted over 3,000 auctions globally for clients including Fortune 100 companies, international banks, and the United States government. Interesting. Mike, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Dee.
Well, you've been an auctioneer since 1978, but the bug hit you in 1966. Tell us that story.
Well, my grandfather was a big auction fan, and so that was kind of his entertainment. We'd end up going to auctions on weeknights. Then the weekend would come, and naturally we're going to another auction. And so he was kind of my father figure, and that's how I spent my free time, was going to auctions with him.
Now, did he spend any money or just enjoy going to the auctions?
Well, back then, if you spent a dollar, that was a lot of money.
That was probably a lot of money. Let's talk about the companies. I'll start with United Strategic Client Services. What is it?
Strategic Client Services is an offshoot of our company. It does special projects. So my job is basically designed to work with our offices. If they have a special project, like I have a hunting facility in Colorado right now we're getting ready to close on for a strategic partner, which is Ducks Unlimited. And a group of officers had a hunt club. They wanted to sell it quick, and so I got involved, and we conducted an auction, and we'll be closing on that this week. And then we have other projects. For example, right now we just signed up the Kenny Rogers Estate in Athens, Georgia, and I've got about a 750-acre tract of recreational property in Sandusky, Ohio, that's going under contract today. So we do major projects, and we assist with our offices both on the United Country side and the United Real Estate side.
So is it primarily land and possibly furnishings within properties that you focus on?
Well, it's going to depend. We do a little bit of everything. We also have a strategic relationship with Colliers International, so I do commercial auctions as well. So it's not just land. Even though we're the largest land company in America, it could be a residence, it could be a home in Highland Park, it could be in the Park Cities, it could be in Frisco. That's the great thing about our company, is we're very diverse. And with 250 auctioneers in the company, they're all selling different things at different times. So if they need assistance, that's what I do.
Now, my question, did you train them all?
No, I did not train them all. We've trained about 2,000 auctioneers at the Texas Auction Academy. And so from coast to coast and around the world, we've got graduates. However, probably the majority of the ones that are with us have been in it for a long time, and they've joined us because of the offerings that we have. And I'm sure we did train quite a few of them, but I won't try to make too big a deal of it.
And those you're training are brand new. Well, I mentioned at the very top of the show that you were involved in the sale of downtown Tioga, 800 people near Lake Ray Roberts, the birthplace of Gene Autry. That's an interesting story.
Well, the story really is there was an oil man who had bought up most of the real estate in downtown Tioga. He put it in an antique store. They called me up and said, hey, we want to sell the antiques in the store. And I said, really, what are you going to do? He said, well, we're going to sell this real estate. And I said, well, why don't we sell the real estate too? And this is at a time when they were doing a big flea market downtown. So they owned about probably 80% of the real estate in downtown Tioga. And I kind of got an idea. I was 23 years old. And so I put up a 9,000-square-foot tent in the middle of the square and charged $5 a head to get in. And so we kind of did a P.T. Barnum kind of deal, filled it up with antiques, and had a barn burner. And it was carried worldwide. I've got clippings that were sent to me from England and everywhere else. So, and that was Gene Autry's birthplace. And so that made it very interesting at a time when the Angels were in the playoffs. So it was it was a very interesting day. We had Steve Croft with CBS, that's with 60 Minutes. At that time was just a cub reporter, and he was covering the sale, and there was a grass fire in downtown. So it was crazy. It really was.
Wasn't there a rest of the story after the whole thing was completed?
Well, you had to ask the rest of the story.
Rest of the story.
Yeah, there was a guy from Houston that came in, and he professed to be well-to-do, and he put on a good show. He did give us some down money, and but then his check bounced, and so the bottom line is we did not close on downtown Tioga. The property ultimately did sell, but we had the FBI involved. They did a sting operation on him down in Houston, and he turned out to be a bad guy. But what it did for me is it gave me an experience level that most people don't have at that age, and so it changed the way that I qualified my sellers and buyers and knew a little bit more about them. So, yeah, that was one of those life learning lessons.
And when you're that young working with the FBI, that does figure into what you're doing.
Yep.
You teach auctioneers. We talked about that. You have your own auction academy, and that website, I believe, is Texas Auction Academy. Something I found about you is a quote that you quotation from you. We're a business school, a life school. We just happen to teach auctioning. We want to teach people to give back the world to pay their contributions forward. Talk about that and how that fits in with your philosophy and culture for the company.
When people come to the auction school, they have a perception of why they're there. Either they're having a life change, it's something they've always wanted to do. I remember one guy I met years and years ago in auction school. He had been on the Katy Railroad. He was a caboose operator for like 50 years. And he said he used to sit in the back of the caboose, and he was from Denison, Texas. And he rode around the back of that thing, and he dreamed of becoming an auctioneer. Well, he finally retired from the Katy Railroad, and in his 80s, attended auction school.
80s.
He never became an auctioneer. He did get his diploma, and he kind of lived vicariously by coming to my auctions. And so, you know, it was a dream. But what we try to do at our school is we want people to look at the bigger picture. It's not all about you. It's about your sellers. It's about your buyers. And it's about the good things you can do in your community, because we've proven over the last almost 40 years that if you give back to the community, the community is going to give back to you. And I always had my mindset always was, if you don't forget where you came from, you've always got a place to go back to.
Absolutely. And your auctioneering is important, but I would think it's more the personality coming out, working with people, to developing relationships. And as you're talking about giving back, the community is a part of our relationships too. I mentioned at the very top that you have found a way to combine auctions, real estate, and philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
And you just mentioned that. So expand on that just a little bit.
Well, I'll give you an example. You know, during the auction school process, we end the school by having an auction. And it's an auction that's within the walls of the school. We don't really invite the public to it. So the students donate the items, and they purchase the items with just a few people as guests, like instructors and things like that. So we've raised as much with 30, 40 people. We raised $40,000 to $50,000.
Wow.
And, you know, our school has donated over $150,000 to $200,000 to both St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis and Texas Scottish Rite here in Dallas. They're our preferred charities. And so we just, you know, believe that if I can get you, if I can influence you to be good in your community and give back, then it's going to affect 10 more and 10 more. It's the 10 rule. And but I also do a lot of events here in Dallas. We did the American Cancer Cattle Barons Ball for 7 to 10 years, and we do Houston Cattle Barons now. We do the Dallas Zoo to do. We've been doing that a long time. We do the San Antonio Zoo. And like I told somebody on the airplane the other day, I was in New Orleans for a ribbon cutting, and the guy says, "What do you do for a living?" And I said, "Well, you know, I sell real estate at auction. We sell real estate traditionally, and if there's a sick kid or a sick cat or a dog, I'm probably there."
You mentioned the Dallas Can Academy when we were talking before the show started. That's something you do on a regular basis?
Yes. We've had the contract with Dallas Can Academy, which is now Texans Can. That's their new trade brand in America. They brought me in about 6 years ago. They wanted some advice. They needed an advisor to come in and give them an overview and kind of a makeover. They really needed a white paper written. So I went in with a friend of mine, and we kind of told them what they needed to do to improve their facilities. And before the thing was over with, they said, "Would you be interested in doing the auction?" Well, I had placed the auctioneer that they used previously for 16 years. And so I thought, well, you know what, that might be kind of fun. And so here we are 6 years later, and 50 weeks out of the year, I sell cars for Texans Can Cars for Kids. It will sell about 200 every Saturday morning, and it's been a treat. I have a fun time with it. What else would I be doing on a Saturday morning? I'd be playing golf or something. So,
and that's one thing a lot of people don't realize. If they have an older vehicle and they want to donate it, they can donate to them.
You know what's amazing? The vehicles that we get are not just older cars. We're getting we receive Mercedes. We get you cannot imagine the quality of cars. And so what I'd recommend is if anybody's interested, jump online on Wednesday or Thursday and look at our sale catalog because you'll be surprised what we sell.
And where can they find that? Do you know the website for that?
Just go to charitycarsforkids.org and you can check out that.
And you can find that.
Mm-hmm. And you can bid online too. So if they want to register and get online, they can bid remotely from their home or anywhere in the state.
Going back to auctions, one of the things you teach your students, 16 sailors sailed the Mississippi in 1666.
It's well, actually, Steve,
and it goes faster than that.
Well, it's 66 sailors. And so, and the key, this is the hardest for most auctioneers, the number six, because it's almost like you have a lisp.
Yeah, uh-huh. I guess it would be.
Oh, it's tough. And so 66 sailors sailed the Mississippi in 1666. And then you just kind of pick up the tempo. And it's 66 sailors sailed the Mississippi in 1666. And you just keep on trucking.
So essentially what you're doing is helping them be able to get to the point where they can pick the tempo and still be understood.
The key to this is rhythm, and you've got to be able to enunciate well. And the very best auctioneers that can sell anything, here's the key here. There's market auctioneers, and there's auctioneers that do more public sales, whether it's an estate or they work for Christie's and Sotheby's or one of the art auction houses, or in real estate as well. You know, that's usually a slower tempo. And then the market guys, they're running 100 miles an hour. And that's in cars and cattle. What I'm trying to do is teach people to do any or all of those types of sales. So you can flip the switch, you can slow down and
fit
do
it
great.
To the personality of that group.
Yep. And we've got some auctioneers, and I've been blessed to be one of those people that knows how to flip the switch. And you know, like next week or two, we'll be doing SPCA of Texas. We have that going on, and Operation Kindness. We do all of their stuff with the no kill shelter, and so that's an entirely different crowd than say your Mannheim Auto Auction. And I've trained probably half the people at Mannheim Auto Auction, and we actually take our classes to Mannheim and let them see firsthand what they're getting into.
So in the last just under 40 years, what do you estimate the number of auctions that you've called?
Well, it's well over 3,000 now. We use the number 3,000, but we're probably pushing close to 4,000 now. So, yeah.
Well, tell everybody what websites they can check for United Group and Texas Auctioneer Academy.
Okay. Well, for the auction school, it's www.texasauctionacademy.com. And then for our real estate, our SCS brand, which is our specialty group, that's united-scs.com. And I think if you go there, you can do a lot of things. Also, on our pure real estate brand, that would be united-realestate.com.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You definitely are a playmaker also.
Well, it's been a pleasure being with you, Steve.
Mike Jones is president of United Real Estate Group. And prior to Mike, we had Sam Darwish, CEO of Skinny IT. This has been a terrific show. Thanks both of our playmakers being playmakers. It's been great having them on the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. We're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting playmakers.